With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates Carney. A handful of anti-Semitic flyers were left on the doorsteps of Whitefish businesses earlier this week. The Montana Human Rights Network believes it was a targeted attack as the local Jewish community begins Rosh Hashanah, or the Jewish New Year. MTPR's Aaron Bolton reports.
Love Lives Here, a local affiliate of the Montana Human Rights Network, says a few businesses reported anti-Semitic flyers Monday that were left overnight. Organizer Sherilyn DeVries says these types of public attacks aren't incredibly common in the Flathead Valley, but she says they do happen a few times every year.
And we will get a rash of them. Most of the time, they put them on business doors. Occasionally, they end up in neighborhoods.
Similar flyers popped up in Helena last week. DeVries says Love Lives Here and the Montana Human Rights Network don't typically announce when attacks happen in order to avoid giving notoriety to white supremacists. However, the organization wanted to make note of recent events happening around Rosh Hashanah. The Human Rights Network has been tracking incidents of white supremacy since 1989. Organization officials say they saw a 20-fold increase during and following the 2016 election. Some of that spike is attributed to the public becoming more aware of attacks and reporting them.
People are beginning to call us right away about it. In the past, I think people would get them and they didn't know what to do with them, and so they would either throw them away and just feel sickened by them, but they weren't sure exactly what to do.
You can find a link on how to report similar incidents along with this story at mtpr.org. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.